Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our channel. My name is Glenn, senior stock market strategist for VectorVest. We all know that the Fed was giving testimony to Congress this week, and I wanted to show you the effects of what that testimony could mean for us as individual citizens and investors in the stock market. No glam and glitz this video, but a conversation that we all need to have as how it pertains to our ability to still make money in this market. Is it still safe to buy stocks right now? Well, we're going to get into that. So let's get into my first story. Here we go. We start off right here. Here's what will happen when the Fed eventually, and that's a key word in this article, eventually cuts interest rates. So one of the key things, two key things that I want that stems from this. You remember when the Fed said last year that interest rates were going to stay higher for longer? Okay, number one, that's a red flag. Number two, he last year said that he was, you know, thinking about cutting interest rates three times in 2024. And the first thing I said is he put his foot in his mouth when he said that. There's no way that this can happen. The economy, yes, it's slowing, but it's nowhere near where the Fed needs to be to start cutting interest rates. Why do we get at least one interest rate cut this year? I think it has to do with the election, but it also deals with the data that the Fed looks at to make its decisions. All right, we're going to put all of that into perspective. Mortgage rates are going to fall. All right. And once that happens, people are going to be out and about buying houses, refinancing houses at lower rates. That's a good thing. Savings rates won't be as high. With high interest rates, banks were able to give you interest on the money that you were saving. People weren't doing that for the longest time because the market was the place to go. See, the market is the fight between interest yields and bond yields. And the ability where, you know, money goes where money grows. And at this particular point in time with the high interest rates, the money growing was going to be in the stock market, not in the bank. All right. Rates for auto loans and personal loans will and more will decrease. That's going to help us as individuals. Now, when these things decrease, it puts more money into our pocket. More money into our pocket means that we'll spend. The more we spend, the more we put money back into the stock market. When all of this money gets taken out of our pocket, this is less money specifically to put back into the stock market. People are trying to go where the money grows. And right now the money is growing in the stock market. Now, this is my big thing in regards to cutting interest rates too quickly. Inflation could creep back up. An important inflation gauge watched by the Fed tracks the core prices, shows a rate of 2.9% over the last 12 months. That's great improvement from the peak of 5.6 in early 2022. In a six-month basis, core inflation is actually slightly below the Fed's target rate of 2%. This decrease in the inflation rate opens the door for the Fed to cut rates, but there's always a risk of cutting too soon. We know that the Fed is at a spectrum, whether it's too quickly, too late, too long, too soon. That's what the Fed does. You would think that from a common sense perspective that the Fed would learn from these mistakes and be more on top of it. Well, that's just common sense. If rate cuts open the floodgates for spending, prices could rise faster than the Fed wants. I honestly thought that the Fed had an opportunity to raise rates one more time last year because the economy was strong enough to accept that. Now, there's a lot of you out there that think that the rates are going to be cut even more than three times this year. I doubt it very seriously because we don't need it. It's a stimulus. It's a stimulus to aid an economy that's failing. Right now, we're not in that boat. All right, rate cuts could or should help the stock market, and it is. And it's just the talk of rate cuts is pushing this market higher and higher and higher. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Whether it's one rate cut, three rate cuts, don't care. As long as the Fed is talking about rate cuts, people will still be putting their money into the stock market. Now, more data. Many experts feared a recession. Instead, the economy has continued to soar. Now, I understand this article was from 2 months ago, but it's the same scenario. The economy has continued to soar. Now, it's not like it's going gangbusters because it has been, you know, pushed further down by way of the rate increases, but the economy is still doing better than at this point than what the Fed expected it to be. As we scroll down a little bit, consumers lead the way. Consumer spending is the biggest driver of the U.S. economy, and Americans kept their foot on the gas, eating out, buying sporting goods, and paying for travel, albeit a lot of this was probably done on credit cards. Consumers are hanging tough. They're spending just enough to keep the economy moving forward, but not so much that it would fan inflationary pressures yet. Firing on all cylinders, government spending, business investment, and exports all rose in the fourth quarter. Even the housing sector, which has been battered by mortgage rates, that neared 8% in October. That's a lot, right? Housing, usually a high rate environment, gets crushed. It's the thing that drives the economy into the ground. And that just didn't happen this time around. A head scratcher on interest rates. All the positive news was particularly striking given how much the Fed has raised the interest rates in an effort to curb inflation. Economists feared that the central bank's aggressive actions would trigger an economic turndown, and has usually been the case in the past, but not right now. Instead, the economy ended the year 3.1% higher than it was 12 months earlier, raising hopes for a soft landing in which inflation is tamed without a sharp jump in employment. Unemployment is still below 4%. Now, let's talk about going forward when the Fed may be raising rates. I'm going to go to the CME Fed Watch tool. In the meeting for March, all right, 97%, no change. 3% ease, no hike. All right, let's go to May. 1 May, 80%, no change, 19% ease. Puts us into the summer. June, interesting, 71% ease. 71% ease. 28% no change. So it looks like the first cut should be happening in the summer, as I anticipated last year. Going into July, 89% ease, and going into September, 97% ease. So just a heads up on the possibilities on when the Fed should be cutting rates. Right now, the most promising time looks about the June 12, 2024. 70% ease, 29% no change. But we'll see. It all depends on the information that the Fed gets. Now, let's get into the software. As I look at the talk that's going on within the market and the Fed's ability to still keep this market going with just saying, hey, folks, we're going to cut. It may not be when I thought it was going to be, but we're going to cut. It's going to be later. But keep in mind, they kept using the wordage. The interest rates are going to be higher for longer, higher for longer, higher for longer. And it looks like he's holding to that, even though he's saying, yeah, we're going to get a rate cut, but we're not rushing to it just quite yet. Nonetheless, the market is going higher. New 1 year high on the Vector Vest composite. I'm still watching our indicators, though, trending lower as the market is trending higher. I still call that a red flag, no matter what the Fed is saying. What's driving this market higher is the Fed's talking about the ability of when they're going to cut rates, and FOMO, people missing out from this run that started back in November when he stated, hey, be on the lookout for three rate cuts in 2024. Oop, everybody heard that and ran with it. It was like playing football, man against the world. The one guy is holding the football and everybody else is trying to tackle him. That's what the Fed did right there. And he's been avoiding all of the tacklers as the market's been rising higher. But, you know, at some point in time, you got to say, this is not sustainable. This is not sustainable. This is not sustainable. So if I'm looking at all of the stuff that the Fed said going into the testimony in front of Congress, where would I tell you to be? I would probably tell you to be looking at some of the best stocks in our database. Go to our top U.S. Top VST stocks. All right. And you know something? A lot of them are stocks that you're already in, which I think is right on point with the guidance in telling you to think about buying the top VST stocks in the database at this time. All right. With that, I want to say thank you for joining me this evening for this week's video. All right. It wasn't about any one particular stock, but I think, again, it was a conversation that needed to be had about what the Fed said in front of Congress and how that's going to affect us as individual investors in the market. If you like the commentary, make sure you hit the like button and share it, because I think a lot of people would love to have this kind of information in regards to how to trade their stocks in the market right now. If you're brand new to the channel, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and the bell icon so that you'll be alerted for when new videos like this comes out. Folks, this video is over. And until the next time, see ya. Hey, VV Nation. One of the most important books that I've ever read in regards to the stock market was written by our founder, Dr. Bart DeLitto, the founder of VectorVest. The name of the book is called Stock Strategies and Common Sense. It will give you everything that you need to know about how the market works, the cycles, how to value stocks, and it's very well presented so that you can better understand and get a better understanding of how the market works. Folks, you simply need to go to www.vectorvest.com/YTBook to get your free edition of Stock Strategies and Common Sense. Folks, you want to do that right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.